Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the show that gives you the maximum opportunity to be successful, or at least helps you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You have to take this stuff from us and go do something with it, the stuff that the Jeffrey Zabar and I talk about and the other members of our Brain Trust, the over 500 members of our Brain Trust, which is the largest community of small business experts in the world. And Jeffrey's one of our long-term members of the Brain Trust, one of the original ones. He's the author of a number of books on home office and teleworking, including teleworking and telecommuting, and including home office know-how, and including safe at home. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Jeffrey, I was telling the audience that one of the things you wanted to talk about today was balancing the marketing of our company and the delivering of the stuff that we market. And, you know, I'm still a small business owner, just like the audience is. But I do remember when it was just me. I was, as my friend Rich Galen says, he calls himself the charmed cork because he didn't get any smaller than him. And I remember those days when I had nobody else but me, and I had to go out and convince people to do business with me. And then when they said, okay, I'll do business with you, I had to deliver that business. And while I was delivering the business, nobody was doing the marketing.
Right. It's a balancing act, and no one's delivering the marketing. You know, the interesting part is when major corporations are doing better, or they're doing well, or their sales are really clicking on all eight or, you know, maybe even 12 cylinders, they ramp up their marketing. They, you know, marketing expenditures are a percentage of revenues, typically, not just a flat fee they throw at marketing every year, but as sales do better, so does the marketing budget, so to speak. And as a small business, we don't necessarily think that way all the time, but it's wise to keep in mind the concept that when business is strong, that's not the time to lay back, although practically, you know, from a practicality standpoint, you know, when you're kicking and knocking out all that work and really trying to stay atop customer service and delivery of the product or service, it's easy to let marketing lapse because, A, you can't focus on both, typically, and, B, you don't want to overwhelm yourself, and that's really where the balancing act comes
in. Jeff, when I first began my official small business, back in 1989, when I really was made a commitment to do this for the rest of my life, I had a consulting company that I started one day. And for months and months, maybe even for a couple of years, I would do the marketing. I'd go out and call it, knock on doors and call on folks during the daytime when everybody else was working. And whatever I sold, whatever work that I acquired during those days, I did the work at night.
Right.
I mean, for a long time, you know, I'd come home, I'd have dinner with the family, I'd, you know, whatever, play with the kids and get them tucked into bed. And then I'd go downstairs to my office and work, you know, virtually all night on whatever I had sold.
Right.
And that was the way I did that until finally I had, you know, I was able to get enough of critical mass of clients so that it was it was still a balancing act because they didn't adopt me. They'd have work this month and maybe no work next month. But it got a little bit easier after that, but it took a couple of years.
Well, that's something to keep in mind. And I think as our message goes out to the listeners today, the thing to keep in mind is that it's a constant balancing act, and you had come up with a model that worked for you, where you pounded pavement during the day, and you to play with the metaphor, you put the nose to the grindstone at night and actually worked on the deliverables and what you needed to create or produce in the evening. That's not unlike what goes on in my own home-based business or many people's organizations where, you know, I've been up since about 5:30 this morning doing some work, responding to some emails, doing things that are probably better done after hours or before hours, so that during the day, I mean, I have a whole load of conference calls and interviews and things I've got to do today that involve other people that I can't rightly call them at 6 a.m. And make that happen. So, you know, finding that balance, saying to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to do this in the, you know, before or after traditional work hours so that I can dedicate that time during the day to reaching out, whether it's new customer prospecting or reaching out and working with existing customers and making calls and, you know, calling on people and the like.
So the sounds like you and I both have similar philosophies on this, and I don't think it's because you and I come up with anything unique. I think it just makes sense that when you are the charmed quark, when you are the one who does the delivery and the marketing and the selling, you're the same person who's doing all of that. Basically, you do the work that you have to do with other people when they're working, and the work that you don't have to do with other people, you do it on your own, sort of in your own hours, early in the morning or late in the evening. It just makes a lot of sense. And to me, there are two folks listening right now, Jeff. One person is saying, "Yeah, I get that. I can do that. That makes a lot of sense. All right, when I start my business next month, that's what I'm going to focus on." And then there's another person who's saying, "Hey, if that's what you got to do, I don't want to work that hard. I'm going to stay. I'm not. I'm going to clock in tomorrow."
Right.
And so we've done a good thing for both of those people.
Well, I do a lot of, as you do, a lot of public speaking on entrepreneurship and home office and small business. And this ain't no 9-to-5 gig. So if you, and I begrudge nobody who appreciates and wants to live a corporate work style and lifestyle where someone else really is burdened by the load of the entrepreneurial aspect, and they'd rather just do their job. But, you know, the rewards that come with this, with entrepreneurship, are not without significant pain, at least at the outset. And then occasionally, you know, along the way, I have clients who are very demanding, some who are more so than others. And that's part of the workload is knowing how and when and budgeting the time and budgeting the mental energy to make things happen. I have one I'm working with right now who has a big deal on the table in front of me. It's going to require a lot of work, and it's going to require a lot of thought on my part before I agree to do it, because the involvement is going to be pretty intense. So it's a constant struggle.
And you've got to realize that while you're doing that, who's doing the marketing?
And
stand by. Stand by, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Jeffrey, what about referrals? How can those work as a little worker bee while you're doing the other work? And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Richard wailing in the background. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. My website is www.jbsba.com. That stands for Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, jbsba.com, or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to check out all of our Brain Trust members. They have a lot to offer you, even when they're not here, like Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And Jeffrey has deposited with us an extremely large body of work that he's of interviews and that he's given us over the years, time that he's and wisdom and perspectives he's given us over the years. And you can find things that we've talked about in the past. You can read what we talked about in the little narrative with each archive, and then see if there's anything in there that you're looking for. It might be something, especially if you're home-based or teleworking or a micropreneur. I think you'll find something there that will help you in some of the work that Jeffrey and I have done in the past. And also, don't forget his website and the books. They can find your books there, too, on your website, can't they?
Yes, they can. We have turned a lot of the content into digital and online content. There's just a ton of information. If you can measure megabytes in tons, we have a bunch of them.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. You know, Jeffrey, while you and I were talking a minute ago about the commitment that you have to make in the early days, and folks, this doesn't matter whether you're whether you, you know, Jeffrey and I are personal service. We're personal services folks in those days, and to some, into a large degree now, and he is now, and I am too, I guess, full time. But the thing is, even if you're selling Longaberger baskets or Avon or whatever it is that you're selling, your products or your services, in the early days, if you're a micropreneur, you're going to have the same kinds of commitment that you're going to have to make. You even used the word pain a minute ago,
right,
Jeffrey? And I, you know, I winced a little bit when you said that, and I know why you said that, and I understand, but I never really thought of it as pain because I was so excited about what I was doing. I was so excited that I actually had something to work on, that it looked like I was building my little business. But the thing that I wanted to ask you about is how it gets. I'm sure there are people out there thinking, well, when does it get better? Surely you don't have to do that the rest of your life. Well, when it started getting better for me, when I was able to not work so much at night, and you know, actually was able to do work during the daytime, not do marketing all the time, was when I established a few clients and they started referring me to other people.
Right.
What do you think?
Right. Well, that's when you've earned their trust, when you've gotten their trust and their belief and their confidence in you that they can refer you. And that's a big deal. Or when just they come back for that next project. You know what I'm saying? When mm-hmm. when you've done a couple and they want to do a couple more. I mean, I was with a client, a new client last week, doing a big project, and at the end of the project they said, you know what, we liked how this worked, we have a couple more things, you know, we want to bring you in on. And that feels great. And you're right that, you know, I don't mean to belittle what it is that we do and use and just throw around terms or words like pain, but for those who don't realize it, entrepreneurship has its ups and downs, and the ability to generate work is a challenge, and being rejected is a challenge, mm-hmm. and being rejected by people who you know just don't get it because you could bring value. You look at, you know, in my case, I see the writing on somebody's website or a press release that's been written in a very poor fashion. I'm like, I could do so much better than that. Why do they settle for this? They're paying money to somebody mm-hmm. to do this. That can be, you know, for lack of a better word, that can be painful at times.
Right. Right.
But that's part of the whole process. That's part of the whole process of how we have to weigh.
Called,
and then different to everybody as
it's
well.
It's called working without a net.
Right.
And folks, that's the way it is when you're working on your own. When you start your own business, you're working without a net, basically. I don't know too many people who have done this without having that feeling. But the referrals, to me, that was the big deal, because it's one thing for somebody to do business with you, but it's something else for them to put their own credibility on the line to recommend you to other people.
Right.
And sometimes, you, as we've talked about in the past on this show with other folks, Jeffrey, sometimes you have to ask your clients, your customers, if they will refer you, because they don't always think about that, do they?
They won't think it. If you don't ask, they won't tell, so to speak, to play off the line. And you know, you often have to, and if you're not willing to go out and ask, and one other thing I ask all the time, how am I doing? Do you like what I've done? How did this project work out for you? Is there anything I could have done differently? And then by the same token, like you said, you take it a step further. Well, if you liked it, is there anyone else? Is there anything else I can do for you? Is there anyone else you feel might benefit from what I bring and the insights that I've been able to help you with? Seriously, you have to open your mouth, because it's another form of marketing. And as you know, one of the most powerful forms of marketing is not your website or an ad or your business card. It's getting out there and networking. I've never had more positive benefits of, quote, marketing than when I've gotten out at an event or gotten out to meet people. And that's a tremendous way to market yourself.
Well said, Jeff. Give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here today. Good job. See you next time.
Jim, always great. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with Alan Friedman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot, 29 after. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.